From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Wednesday, October 23rd. Butte County Supervisors Tuesday morning voted to approve an updated plan to ensure the county is better prepared for disasters. NSPR's Eric Adams reports the plan is also required for the county to receive federal or state funds in the case a disaster does strike.
The 2024 Local Hazard Mitigation Plan is meant to help the county reduce potential damage from natural disasters by providing risk assessment and strategies to mitigate risks. Dennis Schmidt is Butte County's interim emergency manager. He says the county was joined by a consultant to help put together the updated plan.
So they go through it line by line, page by page, and update all the potential risks to Butte County and what the potential mitigations to those risks are.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency requires the county to have a mitigation plan in place to receive funding. Otherwise, Schmidt told NSPR, hundreds of millions of potential dollars in grants could be out of reach.
If we want to be able to stand in line, if we have when the next tragedy hits, whether it's a flood or a fire or a tornado or whatever it might be, if we don't have a current plan in place, one that's within 5 years, then they're going to flat out say, sorry, you can't apply for funding.
Cities like Chico, Oroville, and Biggs took part in preparing the document, along with several other entities like the Butte County Fire Safe Council. The full plan is available for viewing online or at the county's offices. Supervisors voted unanimously to approve the new plan. It will now remain in place for the next 5 years. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Yuba County residents can learn more about behavioral health and other county support services at a forum this evening. Representatives from behavioral health, local schools, healthcare clinics, and other programs will be on hand to explain the services available to county residents. The event will be held in Olivehurst in the small theater on the Lyndhurst High School campus. It begins at 5:30. And in other news, REI is coming to Chico. The outdoor gear and clothing company says it plans to set up a 25,000-square-foot store on Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway this spring. The store will be located at the former location of Bed Bath & Beyond. The opening is one of six throughout the country next year. REI says each of the new stores will offer outdoor recreation apparel and equipment and feature a full-service bike shop. And finally, in election news, a majority of seats are up for re-election on the Chico City Council. NSPR spoke with those running to find out their priorities and plans for office if elected. Mike Johnson is running for District 1 against Mike O'Brien. Johnson told NSPR's Ken Duvall about his background and why he thinks voters should choose him.
Apart from business, I'm actually a military officer. I had 26 years so far of enlisted in military service, enlisted in officer military service. Since 1994. And so, you know, I was raised in kind of a service mindset. I'm still a reservist even today. And so when I was in Red Bluff, they had had a vacancy on the school board. And so they put out a cattle call. It was too close to the election. So I threw my hat in the ring. I had some time, of course, being self-employed, and was accepted. They put me on the board. They appointed me for a year. And I found I really enjoyed the how the sausage is made within government. And so when I came back to Chico in 2010, that next year I signed up for the drilling reserve status, which I've been doing ever since, and I've really enjoyed that. I've kind of reached the point this year where I'm looking at kind of the political zeitgeist across all of society, as it dovetails right here at home in Chico. And I've got an adult daughter with special needs that is at perennial risk of homelessness herself. She gets all of her services through behavioral. Seeing how the council has been bungling homelessness, bungling the official response, this endless whack-a-mole enforcement actions, that the police are being worked on endless overtime because they can't recruit. People don't want to be cops in Chico. And I'm looking at all this over this past spring and summer, and I'm thinking to myself, I have long believed that people need to be involved in society in some way, whether it's just taking a minimum level of just voting or maybe serving on a jury if you get a summons. But I think there's something to be said about good people need to throw their hat in the ring.
Well, what do you see as the most pressing issue confronting Chico?
Well, so really the council itself has failed in so many ways that I think that's the number one, that it's a 1-6 supermajority right now of far right versus a progressive. And I don't think that's just good governance. I like to see more of a balance one way or the other. And, you know, seeing the, you know, having been attending city council meetings for some months now and, you know, having, you know, gone back and reviewed the videos and kind of, you know, reading through the transcripts and seeing the decision-making process, that has concerned me greatly. The more I see, the more concerned I get.
In terms of doing better, what do you think, assuming that you're seated on the council, how can you correct that?
Well, first things first, we've got to take a good hard look at the budget. So right now, law enfororcement is getting some $36 million a year. It's almost 40% of the budget. It's just going to the cops. And so I think we've got to take a good hard look at the budget. You know, if we're going to worry about public safety, which is the number one priority I think all of us have on our mind. Nobody wants to see homeless in public parks. Nobody wants to see them in businesses, parking lots, you know, scaring away paying customers. Nobody wants to see them in garages, you know, or rummaging around and sleeping overnight in parked cars. Nobody wants to see them, you know, doing drugs in public spaces or leaving out paraphernalia or petty theft and crime. Nobody wants that. I certainly don't want that. Nobody that's on a policy track that I would support wants that, and yet that seems to be this ongoing narrative that the current council wants to scare the public and saying, well, we're gonna make you safer from these homeless monsters by we'll put more cops on the street, even though we've proven demonstrably millions of dollars wasted that's not the solution. The solution is you deal with homelessness. You deal with it like a cancer, because homelessness is a cancer on society. But it's a cancer we can't cut out. We're not going to go around killing people. So how do you treat a cancer that you can't cut out? You treat it. You targeted therapies. And in the case of something like this, we've got good working examples right here in Chico. We've got Everhart Village that's run by Chat, that's over next door to Butte Behavioral. We've got the Torres Shelter run by True North. We've got the Pallet Shelter, Genesis, that's run by the Jesus Center. There's so many non-governmental organizations right here in Chico that have the subject matter expertise, they have the personnel, they have the budgets, they have the ability to fundraise, they have the ability to go out and get those grants that are needed, and they're changing lives. And in the process, as they do that, as they build these enclosed communities, fenced in so that people that have lost their disconnect from society, it gives them a way to start again, some way to be able to have just a small little shack, or just a tiny house, as they call it, where it's just a basic constructed roof over their head. We've already got the knowledge and expertise right here. What they need is for the city council to get out of their way, to be cutting red tape, to be making their jobs easier so that we can actually do something. And this is why this is not rocket science. It's almost absurdly obvious. If you do that, if you approach this from the perspective of, yes, I want to get the public safety factor in mind, by reducing homelessness, you get that. As I look at how the city continues to kind of manage their priorities, I know we can do better. I'm a military man. I'm a businessman. I'm used to paying taxes. I don't like seeing unnecessary taxes. I think there are ways that we can actually be a little more wise as we make those decisions, and I just don't get that sense from the council. That's why I think they need to go.
That was Chico City Council District 1 candidate Mike Johnson speaking with NSPR's Ken Duvall. NSPR also spoke with candidate Mike O'Brien. We'll have that interview tomorrow in Morning Edition and in Headlines. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, October 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Norgrove.